when love goes astray and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Bloom. And we're here today talking about divorce. I've been chastised for referring to it as the wonderful world of divorce. It can be hell. And today we're going to talk with an expert. I have in studio today, Dr. Elisa English. And this is one of those instances when I'm sorry that we're not video, because my guest is absolutely beautiful. And that would certainly get more people into the show, if they could see my guest. But doctor, why don't you tell us what your background is first, and then what we'll do is we'll talk about seasonal affect disorder.
Yes. Well, thank you for that introduction, Larry. I don't know how to take that, but thank you. Thank you. It's always good to be called a beautiful woman. Well, you know, we are in a time of year and that you think about, you know, how you're feeling. And as a clinician and a therapist with over a decade of experience working with women and children and families, I've seen that around this time of year, particularly those who are going through some kind of relationship problem, tend to feel a bit more anxious or sad around this time because of increased expectations and that kind of thing. But so it's been my experience as a licensed clinician, therapist, that people are really depressed out there right now.
And you use the word sad, and that, of course, is the acronym, is that what it's called? For seasonal affect disorder.
Yes.
You know, it's funny because how long has this particular disorder been a diagnosis?
Oh, it's been around a while.
Has it? Because I know that I suffer from it.
Yeah.
But when I started to suffer from it, they didn't call it this. As a matter of fact, I had my own name for it because it usually happened in February when it was coldest. The days were even shorter than now. Mm-hmm. And I would refer to it as Alienation February because I would alienate everybody I knew. Mm. But we're not talking about me today. are talking about the holiday blues.
Yes.
And it is 8 days before Christmas finishes.
Yes.
And I would imagine even the shopping pressures are impact how the disorder, we'll call it.
Absolutely.
So why don't you tell us as specifically as you can what this disorder is?
Well, Larry, holiday blues or seasonal affect disorder is really a depression. It's a form of depression, and it has a lot to do with what you talked about, the fact that the days got shorter and there was decreased outside activity, right? Thereby, you weren't necessarily exposed to the beautiful and energetic experiences of sunlight. And so it has a relationship to our serotonin, which is the neurotransmitter that makes us feel
which
good.
Which is our natural wonder drug.
Exactly, our natural wonder drug. And it can be, you know, stimulated by sun and sex and
oh, we'll talk about all those things. Let's not talk about sex in the first 5 minutes of the show, though. And, you know, I'm on your email list. So when I saw this topic in one of your email newsletters, I said, we have to talk about this. But I was shocked at the statistics. Mm. How much of our population suffers from SAD?
Well, I'm sure it's underdiagnosed, but close to 40 million people, or to be exact, 36 million people, or almost 5% of our population, suffer from SAD, with 80% of them being women.
That I don't believe.
Well, I would believe it. Why? Because women tend to be more in tune with their emotional and mental experiences and therefore tend to see the doctor more often than men.
So you're talking about the statistical diagnosed conditions.
Right. But
because while I've been accused of my feminine side coming out, I will tell you that you may be right. Men are more hesitant to go see somebody about it.
Mm-hmm.
We're macho guys. We won't admit that we're blue.
No. No. And you often are blue, quite often than not, partly because you have the same responsibilities, feeling as though you have to maintain the family. You have to be everything to everybody. You need to walk on the side of the street that when the car is coming and it careens off the side of the road that you get hit first. That's an awesome responsibility to
much
decide
like
to
when,
die first.
Much like when you're returning a punt, you want to make sure that the green wall is not lined up on the sideline.
Absolutely.
Okay. We're talking about seasonal affect disorder. And we're talking in general sense. Mm-hmm. I would imagine that people in the throes of divorce experience this with a little more frequency than, say, the general population.
Yes, particularly around this time. And I would say any divorce that's probably within the first, say, year to 3 years would probably seem to, the symptoms of SAD would probably be more noticeable in someone like that, because now they're dealing with the fact that they no longer have that person, even if you hate, even if you dislike that marriage, or you feel like you have arrived now and come into yourself now that you are separated or divorced from this person. There's a sense of loneliness now because that person is no longer there. The routine of life is changing a bit, and you have to grow accustomed to your new experience.
Very interesting, that time frame, because I am 5 weeks away from starting my third year in separation.
Wow.
And not divorced.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Even divorce lawyers have trouble getting divorced sometimes.
Yes. Yes.
But you're talking, and we have so much to talk about today. What I want to talk about is dealing with the issue, and not necessarily in a divorce, but just in general. Mm-hmm. We have people, you said 5% of the population.
Yes.
5% of the
sure
population. And that's just the diagnosed
portion.
Right.
Diagnose.
Got to figure it's got to be at least two or three times that.
Absolutely.
So we need to talk about how to cope, how to deal with this time of year. It's torture sometimes.
Yes.
It is. And I think what I want to do is I want to start to at least talk about the first of the things that we should do. So what's number one?
Well, because you tend to feel somewhat lonely as a result of SAD, is because it is depression, you tend to alienate yourself. So the first thing you want to do is socialize. Yes.
But what if you just don't feel like seeing anybody?
Well, you need to learn to love yourself and find ways to socialize with yourself. That's absolutely the first thing to do. I mean, you cannot be fun to anyone or give anyone a good experience if you're unhappy with yourself.
That is true. All right, we're going to continue to talk with Dr. Elisa English. Our phone number here, please call in, because otherwise you get my questions and only my questions. 877-480-4120. We are talking seasonal affect disorder, the holiday blues, with Dr. Elisa English. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom here on TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind over matter, health and fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind over matter, health and fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Supremes, before Diana was featured, and she was just the lead singer. So that's really old. That's almost as old as I am. Not quite, much older than my producer here and my guest, but certainly not as old as I am. We are here with Dr. Elisa English talking about seasonal affect disorder, the holiday blues. Before we go into back to step one, could you tell our listeners, Elisa, how they can reach you if they need you?
Oh, okay. Yes. Always reach me at askdrelisa@drelisa.com, and you'll find out all the information you need about me. And you can always hit me up. I love that word. Hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/Dr. Elisa English.
Okay. And Elisa is E-L-I-S-A.
Yes. E-L-I-S-A.
Okay. Because, you know, it's not a name like Larry, which is easy to spell. Okay, here we are. We're talking about socialization, number one.
Yes, socialization. I mean, without it, you will alienate yourself and thereby sort of push yourself closer into a more serious clinical diagnosis called depression.
So we're talking about don't sit alone in your room?
Right. Don't waddle in your misery.
Come to the cabaret?
Yes.
Okay, and I know that some of these things are interrelated because I'm looking at these and I can tell you that what I did last night encompasses about four of these.
Oh, good, good.
So, and you don't have to know the people you're going out with.
No.
Next Tuesday, I am going to an event where I literally know no one.
Oh.
Not a single person there.
By yourself?
I'm going by myself.
Oh.
I had an email with one of the organizers a couple of times. Never spoke on the phone.
Mm.
Don't know what they look like. I'm just going to meet new people. And I know we're going to get to this, but it's part of the adventure.
Yes.
And what's better? Sitting by yourself or meeting new people?
Well, I would say it's probably do what you feel comfortable with first. Feel out the crowd. You know, people can be a bit standoffish sometimes, as they say. But I think you should certainly go out. You should interact with people. You should have conversation with them. It's very daring of you, Larry, to go out by yourself.
I'm not going out as the life of the party. I did that last night.
No, you don't want to be the life of the party, but you certainly want to be that man in the corner that people say, wow, he's so distinguished.
He's got it together.
He's got that thing.
He's got that thing together.
Women never tell men what that thing is.
I don't even think women know. It's just something they can't name.
And because you're so tall, you will attract people immediately.
Oh, there
to
we go.
You.
So this is a mutual admiration society here today.
Absolutely.
Okay. So go out, socialize. Now, part of socializing is seeing friends. Some of our friends are Debbie Downers.
Mm-hmm.
As somebody I know put it the other day, Debbie Downers.
That's a cute one.
What do we do about people like that? That kind of leads us into the second thing that we have to do, right?
Right. And so, yes, we never want to socialize too often and frequently with Debbie Downers. We may have to encounter them at work. We never can.
I don't want to be sexist about it. There are Donald Downers as well.
Donald Downers as well. And so you have to figure out a way, particularly when it's in your intimate life and those who are around you, more frequently because there's options, meaning, you know, you have an option to decide whether or not these people should be around you or not. You need to learn to dispose of the garbage. Dispose of the garbage. Simply remove and eliminate all toxicity from your life.
And that's what you should be doing in particular this time of year, I would imagine.
Absolutely. Just eliminate them.
I have a friend who, let's face it. I know what he's going to complain about.
Mm-hmm.
So I choose not to deal with him during the holidays. And he's still my friend. I still love him. But you know what? In 2011, I can deal with him again.
Okay. Well, do you feel like this is someone you want to deal with often and all the time? Or is there a reason why you can't dispose of him completely? I mean, I believe in just...
You know, I'm...
Or do people present garbage periodically and you just have to learn to shut it off? And
you know what it is? I find that everybody has a degree of garbage about them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a question of how much. And frankly, if all the people I knew wanted to dispose of garbage, I'd be in nobody's life.
This is true.
So, I mean, I recognize that I'm an acquired taste. Okay? There are certain things that I do that... Dare I say, rub some people the wrong way?
Right.
So, you know, I've been disposed garbage.
Mm.
It's not fun. And that's really the way I viewed it. It was like somebody just took out the trash and decided they weren't going to deal with me anymore. And, you know, you want to call it sad, holiday blues, you want to call it life or depression? That's the worst. If somebody that you truly cared about and was important in your life just said, you're garbage, goodbye, that's hard.
Well, yes, absolutely.
Now I'm Debbie Downer, sorry.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because when you dispose of garbage or friends and situations that aren't healthy for you, you have made a determination that your pail is full. And so if your pail is full, there's nothing else anyone can put in there.
That's
and so
true.
You have to make that decision. Listen, at this point, I shall spill over. And so
you have to figure out which ones are the recyclables and which one are the true
Absolutely.
Trash.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Using that analogy one step further.
Absolutely. And so, yes, certain toxic situations can be recycled. And others, really, they're hazardous to your health. And when
Amen.
They become hazardous to your health, you have to make a decision to totally dispose.
So what we have to learn, everybody, is that we should be living in a no hazmat zone.
Absolutely.
Get rid of the no hazmats.
Well, you know, people do bring with them a lot of garbage. And so in some ways, many people are trying and learning how to deal with it and handle their toxic ways. Because like you said, we all have them. However, when a person starts to spill that on you too often, dispose that on into you too often, you have to say, wait, is this about me or them?
Exactly.
And they're using you as the pail, and you do not want to be used in that way.
I don't
Nor
want
do
to
you
be
want to use people
I don't
in
even,
that way.
I don't, that's true, but you know what? In my line of work, I'm often the pail.
Yeah, I mean, so. As a therapist, absolutely. But we don't mind, because in that situation, we should be getting compensated for being
now,
a garbage
can. Now, I know
can.
We should spend a lot of time on the next one, but we're not going to. We're just going to talk for a minute or two about this one. Free. What do you mean by free?
Well, just free yourself, your mind, your body, your soul. But also, in these very hard economic times, think about how you can entertain yourself for free. You said you were just invited to an event. Is it free food? Are you going because there's free food and cocktails?
I think I have to pay for the cocktails. The food might be free, but I think I have to pay for the cocktails. So
there's a lot of that this time of year. Find your way into all those free activities. You will be surprised how much fun, how many new people you meet. And again, freeing yourself of all of that that makes you feel and bad.
I'm guessing a subdivision of that would be really cheap as opposed to free?
Well, it's something about really cheap that makes you, that may not necessarily fit within the scheme of free.
Okay.
But really cheap is okay. But, you know, that saying, well, will I go to McDonald's or will I go to, you know, Mr. Chow's? I mean, you know, there's no real comparison. You may not feel like McDonald's. That's really cheap, nor is McDonald's healthy for you. So, you know, I'm
talking Il Molino isn't healthy for your wallet, although it's delicious.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you have to make
okay.
a determination.
So what else can we do that's free? I like window shopping.
Yes. Window shopping, all of those free, the plays and what I think. Theater. There's all kinds of church religious activities that go on where there's free concerts. I mean, if anything, they're funny when you see the congregation try their hardest to put on a really good show for the community. Sometimes those things are very interesting. I mean, like you said, window shopping, all of the one. We're in New York, so we're blessed to be in a place where there's so many beautiful displays. So yeah, take in all of that. Live it, love it, learn it.
When we come back from the break, I want to talk about one more thing about free, and then we'll move on to something else.
Okay.
If you have a question for Dr. Elisa or for me, the number here, 877-480-4120. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom here on TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
Mm-hmm. quite a little man. So we spell out the words we don't want him to understand. Like T-O-Y or maybe S-U-R-P-R-I-S-E. But the words we're hiding from him now tear the heart right out of me. Our D-I-V-O-R-C-E becomes final today.
Tammy Wynette. The song is How She Spells It. We are here with Dr. Elise English talking about seasonal affect disorder, the holiday blues. I said I wasn't going to spend much time on free, but I do want to address one thing that's free, and that's volunteering.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, it fits into any number of the other options here. It talks, it's self-help, it's forming new relationships, it's laughing, it's adventure, it's all those things. So I would imagine that that would be on your list of things that are free.
Absolutely. And volunteering, it gives you a sense of purpose. And so the one thing I really enjoy about the aspect of volunteering is that it does provide that sense of purpose. And part of feeling sad is that you sometimes feel like you have no purpose. And so that was a good one. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you. Okay, number four is planning.
Yes.
What do you mean by planning?
Well, I mean, plan, have a vision. Nothing beats, you know, boredom and dealing with life than a good, well-executed plan. So, I mean, dream like a child, you know, plan like an adult and execute like a winner. So you're really journaling, you're visioning, you're doing all of those things that help you think about your life now and 5 years from now.
Oh, so you're not even talking about short-term planning. You're talking about the big picture.
Well, yeah, short-term plans should turn into long-term plans. But yes, short-term would be, am I going to really go out and do my treadmill today? Will I do that cardio? What will I eat today? Will I have a balanced diet? Yes. So you're always planning. But I'm talking about, I'm speaking about planning in a way that really makes a significant change and difference in your life.
Okay. See, when I read it, and I did read your newsletter a number of times because this one hit home to me, I thought the planning was, you know, don't just think of things are going to happen. You got to make sure that you're in a position for things to happen. You've, like, I'm planning to go to this party that I don't know anybody at on Tuesday night, or I'm planning to do something else tonight. That to me is, and anybody who knows me, particularly my children, will say, Dad has a plan.
Well, most lawyers do. Yeah. So, but for the average one of us, a plan is not, we don't necessarily plan as well as an attorney. This is about planning short and long term. But clearly, when you're thinking about removing toxicity from your life, when you're speaking about alienation and socialization and freeing yourself from those things that are hindering you, you're talking about planning for a better tomorrow.
So with that thought of planning, we're not talking about an overconsumption of planning, are we?
No.
You can't overplan your future. You can micromanage your week, which I may be guilty of, but you can't micromanage your future.
No overconsumption of anything. Absolutely. We shouldn't do anything too much, but certainly want to have a plan for the next step.
Okay, and overconsumption and self-preservation are the next two methods, correct?
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Okay, so why don't we talk about those two?
So self-preserve, what does that mean? Taking care of oneself, right? I said how good Larry looks these days. I mean, he must be working out. He's losing weight. He's just a wonderful, just a breath
you hear
of
that,
fresh,
ladies?
Just a breath of fresh air. So
do you
he
hear that,
something.
Ladies? I'm working out. I'm losing weight. Okay.
he's really
enough
looking
about
good.
Me. Tell me how you think about me.
I'm sorry. But the thing is, remember to take care of yourself, because often when we're feeling sad, the first thing that we do is neglect ourselves. And so that means that we eat anything and everything in sight. We stop working out or moving, period, dancing. I love to dance. And we just sort of sit there and again, alienate ourselves in our own misery and thereby create a sense of more depression.
So we want to self-preserve.
Right.
We want to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves.
Absolutely. Financially, too. So if you're buying gifts around this time of year and you really can't afford to, maybe you need to think about that. You certainly should look again for free things, re-gift. I'm sure we all have things in the house that we no longer need or have use for. So try to do things like that. But certainly take care of yourself. Don't put yourself in debt or put yourself in a situation that's going to make you even sadder tomorrow.
You know, it's funny because when I listen to things now, I used to listen to things like a lawyer to figure out how I could cross-examine it. Now I look at things like a radio host to see what I can bring to the show. And I was listening to someone last night on the regular radio, terrestrial radio, as they say.
Okay.
And they were talking about gifts that are free, essentially.
Yes.
Gifts of your time.
That's right.
Say to your, give your daughter a gift certificate to an afternoon with me, or more. Maybe she should give it to me because she can't find the time to spend with me.
Right.
Or my son is too busy doing his things.
Right.
So those are things that my children, who have claimed to have no money, could get their father for the holiday.
Yeah, and you know, you have quite 50% of the population right now, Larry, are single. So I mean, you know, you have people who have less financial means and they also have children. So it's important for them to start to think about what kinds of things and activities they can do for free and how they can spend their money, which is very limited right now, a bit wiser. So it's important to bring the children along and try to create things in order to keep that money in the home towards bills that you really need to pay and not buying things that are very unnecessary.
Okay, it's the middle of December and I read no overconsumption. I'm thinking you're talking about alcohol. Are you talking about alcohol? You're talking about everything.
Everything.
Okay.
No overconsumption. I mean,
same thing about spending would be overconsumption.
Yes, no overconsumption of food and drinking.
Not me, babe. I'm off food.
Because nothing makes you feel happier than feeling good from a good meal and a very nice wine. But, you know, too much of it can lead to abuse and even be very unhealthy for you. So it's important for you to do everything with a sense of balance and again, a sense of self-preservation, that you're not trying to hurt yourself. You're trying to heal yourself.
Okay. Now, the next two things are laugh and adventure. I'm putting them together because to me, every time I take on a new adventure, all I want to do is laugh. So we'll talk about you and then I'll tell you my last night's adventure.
Okay.
And how funny it was and how much I laughed and how much everyone I was with laughed. But you tell me what you're talking about in terms of laughing and adventure.
Laughter is so important to the soul. It really is. I mean, when you watch comedy, when someone tells a funny joke, when someone even smiles, it's something that it does to sort of warm your heart and really reduce stress. And it almost helps with that, releasing that neurotransmitter, the serotonin. So I suggest you laugh all the time. Don't take yourself too seriously. Don't take yourself too seriously because certainly there's a lot, like you said, in everyone's life that can make us feel sad. But if we find a way to find a humor in most things, we can see life a little lighter.
Okay, we're going to talk more about laughing at adventure with Dr. Elisa English in a minute. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom, and of course, we are here, as always, on TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
That is Stephen Lynch, The Divorce Lullaby. I love that song. I just really do. I love that song. I think it's great. My kids think I'm nuts. I think it's great. We're talking about laughing. We are talking about adventure with Dr. Elisa English. I've given you a few seconds of laughter. Why don't you tell our audience how they can reach you again, please?
Yes, they can reach me at ask, A-S-K-D-R-E-L-I-S-A, askdrelisa.com, or they can hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/Dr. Elisa English.
Hit me up. Is that like shooting me an email?
Yes, that's shooting me an email. Absolutely.
Okay. Last night, I had an adventure.
Okay.
And all I did was laugh. I did something that most people have already done before, but I had never done it in my 56, almost 57 years worth of life. I sang karaoke.
Oh.
Oh, my God, was that fun. I'm not a good singer. I won't sing on this show unless I'm really drunk. But I will. I can't begin to tell you how much fun it was. And a lot of the songs that we have played on this show were songs that I sang last night.
Wow.
But I did express to my friends, and I was out with a group of friends, that if I started to sing I Can't Make You Love Me If You Don't, that they should cut me off. That's a little too maudlin.
No, that's absolutely a great example. I would pay anything to see you sing, Larry. That was probably the most fun.
I think we could arrange that.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
What other adventures do you have in mind when you're talking about adventure?
Well, anything that you've thought about that you've been a little afraid to experience or shy or feel, you don't necessarily feel that daring. And I'm talking about things like, I have never swam. So I'm always afraid. So to me, you know, it would be an adventure to learn to swim. But I'm talking anything, I mean, let's stay away from bungee jumping, but I'm thinking.
I'll tell you, I got an email from one of my friends. It was a YouTube link of him skydiving.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you're sad, I don't necessarily recommend anything that involves, you know, leaping from anything at a very fast pace. But I do suggest taking in karaoke is excellent. That's pretty daring
and
adventurous.
It was so funny.
Dance classes that you've never thought you'd experience. I mean, I'm talking including pole dancing. You know,
I don't think I'm ready for that.
Yeah, for women. Well, women suffer from SADS more than anybody else, so it's important for them to find alternatives.
Okay.
And, you know, for men, you guys, you have to find those things that you've never really tried before. I mean, maybe a different kind of food, you know, or another activity. You can't necessarily just live off of porn according to the song.
You know what? You do have, you have to read. I was reading The Village Voice today.
Oh, that's,
and I'm sorry.
I don't know.
And I'm sorry I didn't read it yesterday. Because last night, after karaoke, they had naked women reading a Christmas carol.
Oh.
And I would have gone to that.
Now, that's exactly what I'm saying.
That's an adventure.
Now, that's an adventure. Absolutely. Or, and if you're a married couple,
okay.
Because I'm sure you have married listeners.
One or two. But they don't usually listen together.
Well, I would suggest that, and that may have been something that you guys want to do together.
Okay.
You may want to do those kind of adventures together.
Okay. We have... There are 10 steps. It's not yours isn't a 12-step program.
No.
It's only 10 steps. So 9 is relationships. That's an interesting thing for Divorce Hour to talk about. But what do you mean relationships at this time of year?
Well, there's such power and energy in a positive, healthy, fulfilling, gratifying, sexually stimulating relationship. However, there's times when relationships turn sour. And so if that's your experience this time of year, I suggest you take inventory of the kinds of things that are going on in your relationship and determine whether that's something you want to carry on into the next year, because you really don't need to need to free yourself of that. And you really should stay away from bringing that toxicity into your life.
We're going to interrupt this for a minute because you've given me a thought so I can plug my next week's show.
Oh, okay.
Next week, I am here alone with you, the listeners, and we're going to be talking about New Year's resolutions.
Thanks.
And that's part of planning. Mm-hmm. That's part of relationships. You know what? It's part of laughing at adventure as well.
Yeah.
So please call in next week. Email me with some of your resolutions. I've already gotten some resolutions in email, and I will certainly share those on the air. But we have one more. We have the 10th step. And what is that 10th step?
Yeah, well, if your holiday blues or your seasonal affect disorder has lasted more than 2-3 weeks, it's time to seek help. And you really should see your doctor first to make sure there's nothing physiologically going on, nothing physical. And then go and see if you can see someone to talk to, a
like
therapist.
You.
Yeah,
like you.
Me.
Like you.
To determine where you are in life, why is this situation, why is this depression lasting longer than it should be, and what kinds of things and steps and tools you need to kind of move yourself out of that.
And since we were talking about seeing your doctor, there are serotonin-friendly drugs that can be prescribed should you be really depleted
Absolutely.
Of that.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
There isn't something, you can't go to the store or the drugstore and get serotonin, but you get stuff that'll help you make serotonin.
Absolutely. But spend a little time out, definitely. Find that peak hour of the sun and really try to absorb as much as you can. Really try to laugh a lot. Really do all the things that will help you move yourself out of that state of depression.
So basically, we should all be contacting our congresspeople and trying to get rid of standard time and have daylight savings time 12 months a year.
Yes, absolutely. That would be a nice addition. However, you know, even when you have a lot of sunlight and you're exposed to a lot of sunlight, well, we know that people who suffer from SAD tend to suffer in climates where it's colder and that kind of thing. Places like Florida, you don't necessarily have as much SAD. However, you do have people that, like you said, tend to be sadder than normal. And so we have to help them along to find yourself out of it.
What's worse? How's that for a positive question? What's worse? When somebody gets up in the morning to go to work and it's still dark out, or the sun going down at 4 o'clock like it does now? Which is worse for you psychically?
Lack of exposure to sunlight.
So you're not going to tell me which
right.
one.
Lack
is.
Of exposure.
You're not going to tell me which ones are worse right. than the other.
Right, because if you get up before, you know, the sun rises and then you come home before, you know, after it sets, then you haven't had any sunlight. So there's no good in any of that.
That sounds like my
But at least you're
that
working.
That sounds like my Thursdays
at least you're working.
When I have a 7 a.m. meeting and don't get home until well after dark.
Well, now there's no one there to seem sad because you haven't arrived on time, like a sad wife.
I have a son. I won't say he's a sad son, but I do have a son who calls me every day after school and goes, "When are you coming home?"
Oh,
or "I'm going out to work. I'll be home." Or "I'm seeing my girlfriend tonight, Dad. I'll be home when I get home."
But he's not sitting there waiting to dump his misery on
no,
you,
No, he's not. As a matter of fact, some of the best adventure nights I have is when he says to me, "Dad, I'm making dinner. When are you going to be here?" And let me tell you something. I thought I was a good cook. This 18-year-old young man is going to be a star in the kitchen because he's already there.
No, that's definitely good.
Okay, we have one more segment left.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about the general 10 steps again and specific things we should be doing. We are here today with Dr. Elisa English talking about the holiday blues, seasonal affect disorder on the Divorce Hour with me, Larry Bloom, here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, "We do whatever it takes to make our clients happy." Contact them today at mission101media.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
is suddenly tasteless. I know I'm alone now. I know what it tastes like. So break me to small parts. Let go in small doses.
That was Regina Spektor singing Ode to Divorce. I am here with Dr. Elisa English. And as with the last time Elisa was here, this hour has flown by. So before I say goodbye, I want to make sure that everyone can reach you should they need you. And trust me, if you're sad during this holiday season, you do need help.
Yes. Well, reach me at Ask Dr. Elisa, ASKDRELISA.com, or you can get me on Facebook, facebook.com/Dr. Elisa, ELISA, English. And you can tell me also whether or not Larry was right about me being beautiful.
Ooh.
Be honest. In my inbox, though.
Trust me. This is not a stretch on my part. This is a very attractive woman who is more attractive by what she has upstairs in her head, as you've heard today. In our remaining minutes, let's just summarize what it is we should be doing to get ourselves out of our holiday funks, besides listening to divorce music, which, as you could see from today's music, can be a lot of fun.
Yes, well, certainly this is a festive time of year. It should be. And so try to take in as many festivities as possible. Again, that's laughing, socialize, do not alienate yourself, spend less, really spend less. It's not worth it to go into debt. Think about those adventures, do the things that you wouldn't normally do or ordinarily do. And think about those relationships. If they're loveless and sexless and meaningless, and I mean emotionally, mentally, and physically, then it's time to take inventory. Nothing can be more depressing than a relationship that drains every ounce of your soul and your being. And so if you want to have any sense of a quality of life and really understand and try to find your purpose, you need to think about preserving your life first, because that makes you better for anyone and everyone else.
Wow, what great advice. I have another topic I want to talk to you about, and I'm hoping that we can schedule for you to come back in and talk about it, because it's not a two-minute conversation.
Okay.
I want to talk about sex and love addiction. Can we do that?
Sure.
Okay, so.
Sure. My favorite topic.
Is it?
Yeah.
You know, because, again, we're here because the show is my self-therapy, and one of my myriad of mental health professionals has told me that I don't have a sex addiction, but I do have a love addiction. So that's something that I want to explore, which was why, to me, having minimal relationships this holiday season, to me, is great. I haven't felt more alive. Thank you so much.
Do you fall in love easy, Larry?
I am a hopeful romantic.
Oh.
I believe in the fairy tale. I want to be, you know, that De Beers diamond commercial where the couple walks around, the little old man, the little old lady in Central Park. Well, aside from the fact that I'm 6'4", I want to be that little old man.
Halle Berry said that recently in Vogue. She said, I'm just going to keep trying until I get it right. I'm a helpless romantic.
Okay, well, I'm a hopeful romantic. I used to be a hopeless romantic. I want everybody to stay tuned, please. Tony Martinetti is next, my good friend. And, you know, he may not be as funny as I am, but he's much smarter than I am. So please listen to everything that Tony has to say. Next week, the New Year's resolution show. Because what else would a Jew talk about on Christmas Eve but New Year's resolutions? And besides, on New Year's Eve, the station is dark. We will have podcasts and restreams. We will also be restreaming today's shows, including Sam's show, including my show, including Tony's show, which has not yet aired, but is about to. And then on January 7th, tune in. I have two, not one, two personal style coaches. And we're talking about Divorce Divas, the makeover show. And I've already sent out an email on this. And I was at a party Tuesday night. And two women came up to me and go, "We want to be Divorce Divas." So I'm really very excited about it. It should be a lot of fun. And we're not going to limit it to the women. I want to be a Divorce Diva too. So stay tuned. Have a very, very happy holiday. Alisa, enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
Smile like you have trouble smiling. Enjoy what's out there. Follow the 10 steps if you need to. I'm following the 10. I live by the 10 steps. So,
yeah.
And many people say I live by 12 steps. But that's another story for another day. This has been the Divorce Hour with me, your host, Larry Bloom. Stay tuned for Tony here at TalkingAlternative.com.
Bombadida, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet.